Can you tell me about the business and how you were able to integrate your firefighter duty with and the name of the business?
Well, when I joined the fire department, my father was still alive, and it was really still his business, although shortly thereafter. The name of the business was Kerr's Oil, and we were a retail home heating oil delivery and oil burner service company. When I first joined the fire department, we started to expand, shortly after I joined the fire department, we started to expand Kerr's Oil to some degree. And so I joined the fire department in 72. We hired our first employee, aside from myself and my father, in 77. And after that, we hired a number of them and expanded fairly rapidly over the next 4 or 5 years. But literally, if the fire whistle happened to blow when all our employees were at the office, which was on Evergreen Avenue, most of our employees were firemen. So we would run out of the office and provide the driver, the crew, and the officer. Frequently it was a completely Kerr's Oil crew on the fire truck. But you know what? My father had been a fireman. I always felt that we needed to provide that service for the community. And although it cost Kerr's Oil money to pay these guys to go to fires, you know what? We did it anyway. Of course, if we were real busy and we had, made commitments, sometimes we couldn't go to the fire. More times than not, we went. You know what? When we were done fighting the fire, we come back and take care of whatever responsibility we had to. And if we had to work overtime, well, we would work the overtime. And my father would pay us for that. it worked out fine. We moved the business from Evergreen to Manor Haven on Simpson Drive East to 3. So that was the end of Kerr's Oil providing a crew for fire truck during the day. However, I still lived in the area, so I still used to go out at night to go to fires. And I would respond during the day as well.